Good question. There, because usually it would be, how many people can get on one side? It must be an idiom in the Pali. That's just a guess. The reality, of course, is because you have descriptions of the Buddha giving teachings and with the monks behind him and the lay people in front of him, sort of in a hall. I don't know, the Pali wallows here, any sense of where that idiom comes from, or the, I assume it's just an idiom.
I always just assumed it meant something about some respectful way of sitting for some reason.
Yeah, well, it certainly is. It's very a bit more explicit when one's taking leave of the Buddha, in the sense one always keeps one's right side to the as one is taking leave, so that I assume it might have that same connotation of respect that is being given to being in the presence of somebody who is respected.
Yeah. This is just a guess, but I know in some intervals of Japanese culture, like there's certain similar kind of mannerisms done, but a lot of them kind of came up through trying to show that one is unarmed or not.
Right.
Going to do harm to the other.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So that makes me.
Yeah, I mean, that's all the whole, sort of like in Western culture, the shaking hands and approaching, it was always keeping the right arm, or even in, say, our own wearing of robes, it's your right arm, your right side that is, your right shoulder is exposed. We are in kind of a cold culture, so we cover both shoulders with something underneath, in terms of how that kind of, I mean, most people are right-handed, so then that would be tend to be when you keep a weapon in, so that making that exposed.
When you just mentioned, it reminded me too of like when the goose sitting behind, the lay people sitting in front. That's maybe sitting to one side is not like the Buddha's left or right, but just sitting in front of him instead of sitting surrounding him.
Yeah, could be. Yeah.